Great. And how often have you come to the Lights of Love?
Well, this is actually, I've been with the organization for 14 months. So I was 3 months into my position last year, just joining Aspirus and into this community. It would have been my first last year. So this being the 24th year will be my second time.
Wonderful. So can you tell us a little bit about what inspired this project in our community?
Yeah, so it really predates Aspirus, far predates me, but in 2001, the Riverview Hospital Auxiliary started an event, and not just intended to be, you know, a potential fundraiser where they could apply those funds to areas of need, especially for our patients, but it was also intended to remember our loved ones. And actually, you know, each one of these respective lights, as we light up the trees for Lights of Love, it really is an opportunity to remember our loved ones and those that are actually currently battling some maybe challenging conditions, and keep them close to us during the holidays.
So was the auxiliary intent on just having a way to memorialize, or did they originally intend this to be a fundraiser as well?
I think it was a little of both, but okay. What I would venture to guess is that they wouldn't have anticipated this would go 24 years strong, and now being picked up by the Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Foundation, and then our volunteers who have just really generously donated their time to keep this tradition going. 24 years strong is a long time and a lot of funds to apply back to a lot of community needs, so it's really been exceptional and probably exceeded their vision.
And so what are those funds that you're raising used for?
Yeah, so it's a combination of items. Funds raised through Lights of Love support patient assistance programs, helping those with need and comfort care, critical services like behavioral health, cancer support, some food insecurity. They've been applied to a large range of patient needs.
That's wonderful. And do you have any idea about how many patients over the years have been helped with this?
I do not. Over the course of 24 years, not certain what the number would be. Pretty substantial. Yes.
Was there any imagining about, we're going to be hitting our 25th anniversary next year? This year's kind of our prep for how to do that. Mm-hmm. Are there any special plans in the works for next year? Or are we just trying to get tonight done and then we'll start looking at next year?
So I think just some great company this evening, a little fellowship, and then to your point, probably mm-hmm. having a discussion about what 25 years for Lights of Love will look like next year, and we'll try to make it an extra special event.
And I know it's grown over the last 24 years, mm-hmm. and it's moved locations. So what has been the most exciting part about watching that growth over the last 24 years?
Well, I can only acknowledge the last year, and mm-hmm. from the last year, it's a lack of snow, no wind, and I'm not nearly as cold. So it's been a wonderful transition this year.
We are blessed this year. Absolutely.
We are.
We've had sleet, we've had snow, we've had cold, and tonight is almost the perfect night mm-hmm. to do it. There's that chill in the air. Christmas is coming. Thanksgiving is mm-hmm. next week. And to be able to watch these lights come up to remember those who mm-hmm. might not be with us to celebrate the holidays this year. What a wonderful gift.
And I will say last year, joking aside, did not deter people from coming and celebrating with us. And we anticipate even more of this today.
That's wonderful. So if you are looking for something fun to do this evening, we encourage you to come out, join us. It is a wonderful tradition. You are not going to want to miss it. The cookies have just arrived. So we were going to have some cookies for you as well. Come on out, enjoy the fellowship. We're going to turn it back over to the station now and be back with Chris in just a little bit.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. We are at Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Riverview Hospital. This is Beth, your host. You're listening to WFHR, and I am sitting with Chris Squire. And Chris, you are in the upper echelon of the hospital in the administration. So can you share with us a little bit about the mission of the hospital and how that connects with what we're doing tonight?
Yeah, so regardless of position, we all try to live our mission within the Aspirus organization. And I will tell you our mission, we heal people, we promote health and strengthen communities. But I would think of that a little more broadly, that a lot of people think you come to a hospital or healthcare just when in crisis and you have a dire acute need tied specifically to your health that day. But I would argue that we're with you for longer than that. We're with you to meet all your needs. And that includes really celebrating and remembering those that we may have lost, we currently love, or that we still have hope for. So our mission extends beyond just simply caring for you in an acute crisis. We like to think that events like this are really critical for us too, to connect to our patients.
And what tonight represents in remembering those that we may have loved and lost to cancer in particular, or maybe to another disease. It's a good reminder that even preventative care is important care, and that this is a wonderful place to be able to come to help us stay healthy and maybe prevent us from some of those diseases.
Absolutely. We'd love to see people in a preventative way in our clinics. We'd rather not see you hospitalized. So if at all possible, please make sure you set up that appointment with your provider and continue to follow through on a year-over-year checkups. Really is critical.
Absolutely. So what's the vision for the hospital?
So the Aspirus vision, we say we're a catalyst for creating healthy, thriving communities, trusted and engaged above all others. And, you know, again, I would tell you, consistent with how I explained our mission, it's not just for those in crisis or with acute needs. It's also being able to connect to community events like this where Aspirus plays a role.
Wonderful. And that shows the values that Aspirus has.
Yeah. And in particular, five values. We have compassion, accountability, collaboration, foresight, and joy. A couple stick out in particular associated with this event. Mm-hmm. Number one is compassion. You know, that empathy and being able to spend time with those that want to carry a memory of somebody else. But then also joy. You celebrate them in life and you also celebrate their memory. So it's really critical, again, that we continue to participate in events such as Lights of Love.
And being able to host something like this for the community is a wonderful way to live out those mission values as well.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Well, we thank you for that. And are there other ways that you participate in the community that allow us to be a part of the values?
Yeah, some of the other ways. A lot of our staff volunteer. A lot of our leadership staff volunteer throughout the community. We do that pretty frequently. You know, we try to demonstrate how we meet community need outside of just caring for people in the walls of our hospital and also the clinic. So we really spend a lot of time fulfilling that mission in other capacities, not just in our formal capacity within, you know, for example, leadership role or what else we do within the walls of the hospital. So a lot of volunteerism. We think it's critical, and we try to demonstrate that ongoing need, especially as a not-for-profit. Mm-hmm. It's critical that we continue to show people why we have that not-for-profit status.
And the community is grateful for that, and especially for events like this that offer not just an opportunity to see the lights and do the memory, but even have some fellowship with one another. Are there other opportunities that the hospital gives to the community to just spend some time together?
As far as community-based events, I would have to go look. I know that we have a long list when we kind of complete our annual report associated with how we charitably give back, but those community events, I think this is one of our primary events on an annual basis. So this is the one we just continue to celebrate year over year.
And we, as a community, appreciate that. So if you're looking for a fun thing to do tonight, come on out. You can ask some questions, enjoy some fellowship.
Cookies.
Cookies. The cookies are here. They're looking good. They're not set out quite yet, but first come, first serve, from what I understand.
Absolutely.
So the sooner you get here, you're going to have a better shot, a better eyesight of the lights when they come on. Mm-hmm. And it's a great chance to just celebrate the holidays and the coming together of family. And we thank Aspirus for this opportunity.
Start of the season. Thank you, Beth.
It is. What a great way to kick off the season. This is Beth. Thank you for being with us. I'm with Chris Squire. This is WFHR. Thank you for listening. Come on down to Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Riverview Hospital and join us for the Lights of Love. I'm going to send it back to Seth at the studio for a little bit more Christmas music.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
This is Beth with WFHR. We are at Lights of Love at Wisconsin Rapids Riverview Hospital, Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Riverview Hospital, and I am sitting here with someone who does a lot for our community. It is one of our teachers. This is Cindy Bates. She is the co-director of the 3rd through 5th grade Grove School Choir, who will be performing as part of the ceremony at 5:30. So stick around and listen to that ceremony. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Thank you for being here. What is your favorite part about being a teacher?
The curiosity of the children.
Okay.
They always have something to ask. You never know what's going to happen, and it's so much fun.
Great. How many years have you been teaching?
21.
Wow. And over that 21 years, how many students do you think you've taught?
Well, as a music teacher, I have hundreds of students every year.
Yes, you do.
So I have no idea. That is why I didn't go into math.
Well, there you go. What did lead you into music as your focus of education?
I've always enjoyed singing when I was younger, and I played an instrument. And I always thought that babysitting was fun and teaching children how to do things just through play. Mm-hmm. And I thought if I could mix music and play together, that seems like a music teacher thing. And elementary school is where I belong.
Was that always where you wanted to be?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So what lessons do you get from the students that you're teaching?
You just never know what they're going to come up with. So at any moment in time when you think you have everything all figured out, you have all of your lessons all put together and the music planned, someone comes up with an idea that might even be better than yours.
And how are you able to incorporate that into your teaching then?
I just switch it immediately and I just say, let's go for it. Let's try it. And I think that's a lot of fun.
Is there a way that you incorporate the children in deciding what music that you're going to teach?
Oh, sometimes. Sometimes I give them choices about the things that we're working on, or we might take a vote on something that we're working on. Gives them a little bit more feeling like they kind of ownership over some of the lessons. Mm-hmm. I think that gives them something unique to do in the music room.
Can you share with us the piece of music that they'll be performing tonight?
We would like to perform Jingle Bells and We Wish You a Merry Christmas. We just wanted to do the standards that people would know and maybe kind of give them that holiday spirit start here before Thanksgiving.
How excited are the kids right now?
They cannot wait. They've been talking about it since last week.
Well, we are excited to have them here. So great to hear those young voices and get them started early, and hopefully they'll continue with the music as they go on.
That's right.
Thank you for being a teacher, and thank you for going into elementary teaching.
Absolutely.
That's a special kind of gift, so we really appreciate that.
No, no problem.
And we do encourage the community to come out to Lights of Love at Aspirus, Wisconsin Rapids Riverview Hospital. Come hear these wonderful third through fifth graders. The energy I'm sure that they're bringing is just going to inspire you to have a wonderful Thanksgiving and holiday season.
You know, the choir's actually been invited to this event for the last few years, and I think that means that every time the students join choir, the older students tell the younger students about what they experienced, and it's built a special bond with this event.
But
we
really
appreciate it.
And we appreciate having you here. Thank you for all that you do. And I can't wait to hear these kids and see their excitement. And just the light in their faces is almost going to match the lights on the trees.
They cannot wait to share music with you.
Well, thank you for being here. This is Beth.
Absolutely.
We were speaking with Cindy Bates, who is the co-director of the 3rd through 5th grade Grove School Choir. And we're grateful to have her here. And you're listening to WFHR. Come on out and join us for Lights of Love at Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Riverview Hospital. We're going to turn it back to Seth at this station for a little bit more music.
It's all cold down along the beach. And the wind's whipping down the boardwalk.
With WFHR, we are out at Lights of Love at Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Riverview Hospital, and I am now being joined by some sixth grade teachers with the language arts. Can you introduce yourself for us and let the audience know who you are?
Yeah, I'm Amanda Mantic, and I teach the sixth grade ELA.
And I'm Cara Johnson, and I sometimes co-teach with her, but I have another sixth grade ELA class.
So I'm asking this of all of my teachers because I think what you do is phenomenal, and thank you for being teachers in our community and in the context that we have. So how many years have each of you been teaching?
Six?
Seven.
Wow. And how do the... Oh, gosh. I just got that. For those at home who are unfamiliar, there's a meme that the kids are really into called 6-7, and they just beautifully did that for us here. So I'm sure there are kids out there moving their hands up and down. So thank you for that bit of humor as well. How do the kids inspire you as you teach?
Well, actually, like, their sense of humor. So going off like things like 6-7, their sense of humor, like their positivity in the classroom, really inspires me. That's actually my favorite part of the job, is just creating that relationship with them so that I can joke around with them, they can joke around with me throughout the school year. That's what I think inspires me the most.
In addition to that, I would say their creativeness, the energy that they have and bring, and the resilience that they show.
So what lessons does this event connect to in your teaching in English? How were they inspired to write the essays that they're going to be sharing tonight?
So we actually just finished up our unit called The Power of the Pen, so why words matter. We've talked about being part of a community, and we also have presenters coming in December from people in the community that have jobs in our community, and so they can just see how everyone is just part of a community throughout this unit.
In addition, we have a RPT each morning, and so our kids, you know, helping them see the community that they have at school and being able to branch out from that.
So can you share with the community what RPT is?
It's Rams Pride Time. So it's either time for social emotional learning activities, that team building, that community building, or time to work on homework.
And are they able to use that time then to kind of work on this stuff? Have you worked with them throughout the RPTs, or do you take any class time to work with them on this?
Yeah, this essay was all done in our class. Each student had to write one. And then we chose like 12 or 13 out of those that we thought stood out, and then sent them to Aspirus, and they chose the top three. So, yeah, we took a lot of class time to do it.
So do the kids submit then, or do you just, from what you've been given by all of your students, choose 12 from there?
We did give the kids the option that if they absolutely did not want to be considered for this, if they were afraid of speaking in front of people, that they just had to make a note. Honestly, it was very few kids who had made that note not to. So we looked through all, we each have roughly around 75 students. So we went through all 75 of those.
Wow.
And then picked what we felt were the strongest essays.
How did you help prepare them to be able to be here to read these essays?
Well, I mean, we definitely just like talked through with them. Like the one that I have coming, she was super, super, super nervous. But as I talked to her about it and just like said, like what's going to happen, who's going to be there, things like that, she definitely now is like way more excited to be here about it. So
speaking is one of the skills that we work on in English language arts, and throughout everything that we do, the kids write different things and then they take turns presenting that in front of the class. So we've done some speaking as well with them working up to this.
Thank you again for all that you do and for helping these kids and for bringing them here. We can't wait to hear what they've written and hear them speak with us. And if you'd like to do that, come on down to Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Riverview Hospital for Lights of Love. We'll be bringing you that ceremony at 5:30. We'll be having the choir and the kids reading their essays as that. This is Beth with WFHR. We're going to take it back to the studio for a little bit more music. Everyone, this is Beth from Aspirus Wisconsin Riverview Hospital on WFHR. We are here at Lights of Love. We are right by the expressway. If you want to come join us, you're going to come to parking lot 1 and walk around towards where the helicopter pad is. As you come around the corner, you're going to see the cookies are here. There are people building. The lights are going to be coming on in just a little while. The ceremony's at 5:30, so you still have time to come out and join us. But right now, joining me, I have Ryan Lone. Can you share with us what your position is with the hospital?
Absolutely. So it's great to be here. My name's Ryan Lown, and I'm the chief administrative officer here at the hospital. So I'm responsible for the operations.
Well, thank you for being here. So what goes into choosing a location here
for
Lights of Love?
First and foremost, just a lot of hard work, planning. I'm very fortunate to have a great team. We have a great team in general here at the hospital. So there are individuals like Anne Marie that have just over the last several months poured a lot into this. And my job is actually pretty easy. I just listen and take suggestions and they make this all happen.
And so from what you've shared with me kind of behind the scenes, you're rather new to this position with the hospital.
I am very new. I started end of June.
Okay.
So new to the position. New to the area and new to Wisconsin.
Where did you come from then?
We actually moved here from Hawaii.
What?
Yeah. So.
You can't get much different of a culture shock than that, right? Climate difference?
Climate difference. My first winter in Wisconsin, although I have four children, and we got some snow yesterday, and they had their first snowball fight.
Oh, wow.
Which has been amazing. So they're
getting to know the atmosphere. How have you been able to get to know the community?
You know, I think first and foremost, just through the hospital, the mm-hmm. people that are here, connecting with them, getting to know them, getting to know what they enjoy doing, and then slowly but surely kind of going out and connecting through those sources. I'm starting to get involved with some community organizations like United Way. So this coming year, I'll be serving on that board. So looking for ways to give back, looking for ways to connect, and just trying to take advantage of that.
And you've been able to do that by being a part of this. How has your involvement been with this specific event with the hospital, Lights of Love?
Again, great team. A lot of preparation went into this. This event, it's the first time I'm getting to experience it. I've heard wonderful things about it. It's a very meaningful event. I mean, everything that we do here at the hospital revolves around people, whether it's our patients, our community, and the only way that we can serve our community and our patients is through our people. So, yeah, just a really meaningful event, and I'm honored to be here tonight.
Well, we're glad to have you with us. Again, we want to invite people to come on out to meet Ryan here so he can meet more of the community and to participate in this, the Lights of Love. Each light represents someone who we have loved, maybe lost, or maybe is currently fighting cancer. And it's a great way to celebrate the holidays and remember that these people are with us in our hearts and in our community. So come on out. Again, you're going to want to park in parking lot one. Come around the corner towards the helipad. We've got some cookies. We're going to be hearing from a choir and some essays. It is an event you are not going to want to miss. It's going to kick off at 5:30 is the ceremony. So there's still time to come join us. This is Beth, and we're going to send it back to the station for a little bit with WFHR.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bell ring.
Coming to you live from Aspirus, Wisconsin Rapids, Riverview Hospital, and the Lights of Love. We're going to be having the ceremony coming up at 5:30. If you want to come join us, there is still time to make your way to parking lot number one. You're going to come around the front of the hospital and around the corner towards the helipad. We've got a group that's starting here, and we're going to get to see these lights come up. I am being joined by Ryan. I want to make sure, is it Loun?
Loun,
thank you. Yes. I have one of those names that's hard to pronounce too, so it's always good to double check that. So he is the CEO.
CAO.
CAO here at the hospital. And so as we look at this event and at what's going on at the hospital, what are some of the new things that you are bringing here to the hospital?
Sure. There, as you can imagine, at a busy place like a hospital, there are always new and exciting things going on. We're constantly looking for ways to invest in our people so we can better serve the community. I really just wanted to highlight again, you know, everything that we do revolves around how we can best serve our community. And it starts with our people. So we're very fortunate to have good partnerships with our local educational institutions like Mid-State Technical College and University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Through both of them and their training programs in nursing and imaging techs and laboratory assistants, we're able to create a pipeline of talent to make sure we have the clinical staff to serve those needs. The other area is we've put a lot of effort into recruiting providers, making sure we have physicians that are going to be able to kind of serve into the future. A lot of focus on primary care, and then with that primary care base, it's important that we surround them with a good specialty network. So mm-hmm. a lot of emphasis there.
And there's a lot of balls that you have in the air that you have to manage. How is that going for you as you're coming into this position?
I think good. You know, I am very fortunate on my team and just here at the hospital in general. We have great leaders, great staff, great clinical team. So I really stepped into a good situation. Great. The team does all the work, and you know, I'm just trying to look for opportunities. and to make recommendations on how to improve moving forward.
And this event is a prime example of how you have a wonderful team that puts it together. Anne-Marie has been great about coordinating things. And this has been an event that's been happening for 24 years. And over those 24 years has raised quite a bit of money. How much did you raise this year for this event?
This year I'm proud to say, you know, through all of that work, we were able to raise over $9,000.
Wow.
So yeah, really, really good, really exciting. And, you know, with that money, we're able to reinvest in our patient assistance fund.
Mm-hmm.
So historically, most of those dollars that we raised were used in our cancer center and specifically for patients with cancer. But as this has evolved and as we've kind of evolved, we now are able to prioritize those dollars and use them in the areas that have high need. So in addition to cancer care, we've used some of the money that we've raised in behavioral health. There's a huge community need there, so we've been able to expand and support our behavioral health program, pediatrics, making sure the kiddos have good care. So it's really just taken off and continued to grow.
It's a wonderful thing that you do for the community. We are grateful to have it. If you haven't yet, consider coming on down to the Lights of Love. The ceremony is going to begin at 5:30. Come on down to parking lot 1. Come around the corner towards the expressway. We've got a crowd starting to come together. We've got cookies that are getting set out and ready for us to be able to celebrate. Ryan, is there anything that I haven't asked, anything that you want to make sure that our listeners know about?
No, I think we covered all the important stuff. Like you said, we encourage the community to come out and join us. It'd be great to see you here tonight. And I'm just really happy to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us. And we do encourage our community, come on out, join us here at Aspirus, Wisconsin Rapids Riverview. It's a whole new way to say it. So we're all getting used to that. Here in Wisconsin Rapids, we're right beside the expressway. We're going to be turning those lights on as part of the ceremony that starts at 5:30. You can come on down in person or continue listening to us here on WFHR. We're going to turn it back over to Seth at the station for a little bit more Christmas music.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Hello, this is Beth with WFHR. We are at Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Riverview Hospital. We are here for the Lights of Love ceremony that will be starting in just a few minutes at 5:30. There's still time to come on out and join us. We just got the report. There were more than 1,500 lights sold for this event. Each light represents a loved one who we've either lost or is battling cancer.
Yeah.
If you come on down, park in parking lot 1 and walk towards the expressway, you'll be able to see the wonderful lights. Come around and find where we are at our canopy. We've got some cookies here. We want to thank Solaris for providing that. And I'm sitting with Reverend Milt Vanetta with Baker Street Wesleyan Church. And you do a lot of collaborations with Aspirus and with the community. Can you share some of those with us?
Would love to talk in particular about our collaboration with Aspirus. Beginning in 2015, we were engaged in a ministry in which we annually sent a large sea container of compassion goods to Zambia. And from that first year on, we have had a partnership here with Aspirus. Gently used hospital beds, things like that, all sorts of things that we've sent because Aspirus donated them to us, that now in rural health clinics, in the hospital at Zimba, those things are being used and lives are being touched in incredible ways, and in ways that we can't even begin to imagine. And so I want to thank Aspirus for their community mindedness, their civic engagement with folks like us. I know we're far from the only ones, and I just feel very thankful that we have a hospital in our community that has that not only community mindedness, but global mindedness.
Thank you for sharing that with us. I don't know that many people would know that the hospital also provides that and allows those beds to kind of have a second life and help others outside of our community to continue to be a service to people in the world. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, just this last year, there were some sofa sleepers from the hospital rooms like family members would use when they were staying overnight. Those were sent over to a new university that's being built there in Zimba. And some of the nursing students, that's one of the first things they're going to do is do nurses, are going to have those in their dorm rooms. So it's just that huge impact
right.
that's hard to even measure, Beth.
Right. What a wonderful thing to do, to have some comfort as you're studying so that you can be as rested and alert as possible.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Here at Lights of Love at Wisconsin, Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Riverview Hospital. You are invited to come join us. We are going to be starting the ceremony in just a few more minutes. We are at parking lot number one. Head towards the expressway down by the intersection where the light is and come check it out. We're going to get going in just a little bit, but I'm going to have Seth play one more song for us here on WFHR.
All is bright.
Hello, everyone. This is Beth with WFHR. We are at Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Riverview Hospital for the Lights of Love ceremony. We are going to turn it on over now to look at my program here. And Chris is going to lead us into the start of our tree lighting ceremony.
Yeah, so good evening and welcome to the 2025 Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Lights of Love Tree Lighting Ceremony. My name is Chris Squire. I'm the president of Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Hospital. It is my honor and privilege to share a few opening remarks for the ceremony this evening. First and foremost, we have the Riverview Hospital Auxiliary to thank for establishing this tradition 24 years ago, a tradition that is now supported by the broader community of which we serve. Lights of Love celebrates our loved ones through the purchase of lights in their memory and honor. All proceeds are used by Aspirus Foundation to support initiatives focused on our community's greatest health needs, including substance abuse, behavioral mental health, nutrition, and cancer. Light in the simplest form stimulates sight and makes things more visible. One can also think of light as a metaphor that can represent knowledge, understanding, love, and personal growth. I believe in honoring those who have illuminated our path to this point so that we can share our comprehensive knowledge, our nuanced understanding, our unconditional love, and collective growth to further strengthen our community. Please remember and appreciate what lights your path moving forward. We're fortunate to have the foundation to proudly carry on the Lights of Love ceremony. Aspirus and myself remain humbled by our good fortune to continue serving and supporting the Wisconsin Rapids community. Thank you.
We're going to turn it over now for a blessing from Pastor Milt Vanetta.
Would you all please share a word of prayer with me tonight? Heavenly Father, each one of these lights represents someone that we care about and someone who is loved by someone here. Whether it represents those who have passed on or whether it's those who are, we are walking with through a season of cancer. For those of us who have lost someone, Father, would you give us comfort and hope? For those who are walking with someone we love through this season of cancer, would you please give us strength and perseverance? Would you be with us? For we need you tonight and we need you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Again, you're listening to the Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony, and we are now going to hear some student essays from some sixth graders at Rams. So I invite up to the microphone our third place essay, Peter Porter Schupach. Did I get that right? Second time.
Good. Okay. All right. Gifts don't need wrapping. They can be words, warm and true. In every small action, a ripple begins. Valor shows up quietly, like picking up trash with full hands. I can't read. Invisible kindness still leaves visible change. Not all heroes wear badges, but some are safety patrol. Grateful hearts echo louder than megaphones. To give is to let go, not to hold tight. On sidewalks, helping hands becomes bridges. Trust grows when we show up, not just to speak up. Hope lives in the homeless shelters I dream of building. Every compliment is a spark in someone's storm. Community means we all carry the weight, even when it's heavy. One person's effort can rewrite someone's day. My hands may be full, but my heart still gives away.
Thank you very much. Let's give him some support. Thank him for that. And now we're going to hear from Carter Bloyd.
Giving in the community means using what you have, your time, effort, or kindness, to make life better for others. It's about noticing when someone needs help and actually doing something about it. Whether it's donating clothes, helping out a food drive, or just being there for a friend who's struggling. Giving shows that you care. It's not about getting something back, but always knowing you made a difference, even in a small way. When people give, it creates a bond that makes the community stronger. Everyone starts to feel more connected and supported, like they're part of something bigger. It reminds us that we all need each other sometimes, and that the world gets a little brighter when we choose to share what we have. Even when one kind action can inspire others to do the same, and before you know it, kindness spreads like a chain reaction. Giving also changes the person who gives. It builds empathy, gratitude, and purpose. When you give from the heart, you realize that real happiness doesn't come from what you get, it comes from what you give. Communities not just grow from buildings or money, but from love and care people put into them. Giving is what turns a group of people into a family.
Thank you. Well done. Well done, Carter. And our first place essay is Nora Staven. Staven. All right. Want to make sure I have that right. We're going to listen to these essays as part of the tree lighting ceremony for Lights of Love on WFHR.
In our neighborhood where people play, I love to help in my own small ways. With a hand that help and a heart so free, giving to others means so much to me. We clean up the streets and help break the leaves, sharing toys and books with a smile and a breeze. When we work together side by side, we build up our town and spread joy wide. From baking cookies for our neighbors to eat to visiting seniors who love to chat and greet. Every little gesture, every kind deed, makes our community grow like a beautiful seed. So let's join together, let's lend a hand, and give to others, we'll take a stand.
Thank you, Nora. These kids did a wonderful job. Let's give another big round of applause as a thank you. And now we get to have the treat of hearing some wonderful music from the Grove School 3rd through 5th grade choir. Are you kids ready? All right, we're ready to hear you. That was the Grove School 3rd through 5th grade choir singing some Christmas songs for us. And now we're going to hear a message from Dr. Anna Olson, who is the Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Cancer Center.
Hey, kids. You guys did a great job. Thank you for being out here tonight. So as you heard, I'm Dr. Olson. I'm a radiation doctor here. Sorry. Can you hear better now? Okay, kids, I don't know if you heard, but you did a great job, and thank you so much for your singing. It made my day. You did a wonderful job. So I am a doctor here at the Cancer Center, and this is actually my my first time at Love Lights was 15 years ago, so I've been here a lot of years, and I've seen just what an awesome thing this is for our community. I have so many fond memories of it. So I think we all know that we've started this as a way to support our community members and to be able to give initially just to patients in the cancer center who needed additional support, but now have expanded to include all of the patients at our hospital, addressing areas where needs aren't met by other resources. So we're able to help people, for example, in the cancer center, pay utility bills, pay gas bills, get food that may not be available at the food pantries or through other benefits. We can provide feeding supplies for people who are too sick to eat, nursing, massage. We've helped with gifts for young moms who have children and weren't able to provide gifts for kids during the holiday season. So the work that we're able to do with this, both in the cancer center and throughout the hospital, is just really incredible. And I wish you could all see firsthand what it means. I also know that Love Lights are donated in honor of family members and community members. And I want to acknowledge what a beautiful gift that is and what a wonderful way it is to honor them. We light the trees as a way to be festive in community, but also to show support for people who are still receiving care in the hospital and in honor of those who we love and want to remember at this time of year. It's about community. It's about caring for each other. It's about caring for our neighbors and friends. And what a wonderful time of year this holiday season to remember and support all of those people. So I know that we think of this as a festive kickoff to the holiday season, but please know that throughout the year, this really makes a difference to people working in the hospital in the way that we can care for our community members and our patients. So with much gratitude, I say thank you. And also, I think we get to light the Christmas trees pretty soon. So let's kick off the holiday season as well. Thanks, everybody.
Before you go too far, Dr. Anna, I do want to ask a question or two. This is Beth at WFHR. We are at the Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony. What are some ways that we as a community can support those who are battling cancer?
Oh, the needs of our patients are extremely diverse. So there's obviously donations like this. And the way we use this in our cancer center is we first have our social worker look for every program available or another way to meet that need. And if we can't find that way, then we can use these funds. But there's a lot of support that can be a lot less official, if you will. There's other areas that our patients support that we can support: food banks, massage therapy. We have people who donate wigs, skincare products, makeup that is good for sensitive skin. So you may think that it's just a gift of money that goes to the cancer center, but I bet all of us have a talent or skill or resource that can be shared. And cancer really takes its toll. It really does. And so even people who come into this situation, maybe financially more comfortable, can no longer work and just are needing things in ways that they never have before. So maybe it's not a financial donation that some of us can give, but certainly support. You can offer to cook, you can offer to give rides, you can offer to be a listening ear. So there's something that each of us can do. We all have talents that we can donate.
Thank you. Thank you for that as well. And we could also try to do our best to take care of ourselves so that we can be there for the other person. What are some ways that we can be good about making sure that we stay healthy?
Sure. So there's two ways. There's physical health and mental health. We have caregiver and patient support groups through the hospital. And then if we don't have something that fits those needs, our social workers can help connect people, because caregiving is really, really hard work, not just in cancer, but in life in general. And physical activity and overall physical health are so important. Go for your annual appointments. Go for your screenings. Make yourself a priority so that you are well enough to care for people around you. I mean, the answer, I could go on for hours about that, but really make yourself a priority. Make your health a priority so that you can care for your community.
Thank you, Dr. Anna. And one of the ways that we can keep our health, mental health is by hearing music, right? Music is a great way to keep us healthy. And our kids have agreed to sing one more song for us so that we can keep our mental health good and have some joy. So here is the 3rd through 5th grade choir from Grove Elementary School. Questions for the kids, if that's okay. What was your favorite part about preparing for tonight? Anybody want to answer that question? Right here.
That we get to sing.
What was your favorite song?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
What was your favorite thing about getting ready to come here tonight?
Definitely just hanging out.
What do you guys think of your teacher?
She's awesome.
What's your favorite thing about your teacher? Come here.
Yeah. Come here. My favorite thing about my teacher is that she's kind and nice, and she always explains everything for us.
Do you guys like your teacher?
Yes!
Do you want to sing one more song? Or
yes!
Do they have one more song to sing? All right, we're going to have one more song from the Grove Elementary School 3rd through 5th grade choir. Thank you, kids. Let's hear it for the kids. All right, I'm going to invite people to turn towards the expressway because we're going to light those lights in just a little bit. And I'm going to ask the choir if you will help count us down. Are you willing to help count us down? All right, this is Beth at Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Riverview Hospital with the Lights of Love. We are about to count down to light the trees. Here we go, kids. Are you ready?
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The lights have been lit. If you are driving down the expressway, there are three beautiful trees out. You can see all of the lights of love, each one reminding us of those whom we have loved and maybe lost or who are currently battling cancer. We do want to encourage you to come on down. We do have cookies available now that we have lit the lights. We want to thank Solaris for that. We also want to thank Richie and Feldner, Richie Funeral Homes. We want to thank Solaris for the cookies. We want to thank three ladies who have been Lights of Love volunteers and have really helped to make sure that tonight goes well. Nancy Sorensen, Nancy Myers, and Dodd Higgins, we appreciate you. We, of course, want to thank our sixth grade writers and their teachers for the essays. Let's give them one more round of applause. They did a wonderful job. We also want to thank the Grove 3rd through 5th grade choir and their director, Cindy Bates and Sarah Moorbrocker. Especially thank you for the extra songs that you were not aware that you were going to have to sing tonight. Let's give them another great big round of applause. So again, we want to thank everyone for coming out. Stick around. We do have cookies. Make sure you grab a cookie. Make sure you talk to your friends. This is Beth from WFHR at the Lights of Love Tree Lighting Ceremony.
Hey, everyone. I'm Ashley. Just a quick shout out. If you had somebody who was in choir today and they were performing and you didn't want to miss a minute of it, I got you covered. There is a video on our Facebook page on 105.5 that covered the entire thing. So if you need any pictures or videos, feel free to download it and enjoy your holiday. Merry Christmas.
Again, we want to thank everybody for being a part of the Lights of Love. This is Beth at WFHR. Have happy holidays. We're going to send it back to Seth for a little bit more Christmas music.